We begin the current Amud, Masechet Tumur Daf Lamed Alf. We begin the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which there was a halacha brought in our previous Mishnah, qualifying the opening Mishnah of this Perek Kol Surin, which he spoke about in many different categories. If it was Roiveya, Nirva, Muktz, or Nevad, that they're forbidden to be brought as a carbon on the Mizbech. However, our Mishnah said, that Kol Surin the Gabba Mizbech, Vlad Disein Mutarn, but the children, the offspring of those animals, they are permitted. On that, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he said that no, actually, the Vlada Betrefa, La Yukav Agabim Mizbech, which those are the words our Gemara quotes from his statement that the Vlada Betrefa cannot be sacrificed. Now, actually, Taisus discusses, because that was really the discussion in the previous daf, which a Brisa quoted, that the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer disputes all the Vladas, of all those forbidden of Kali Surin. That it says that although the Tanna Kamma says all of them are permitted, our Mishnah only quotes regarding Trefa. Taisa discusses, is it only by Trefa, as our Mishnah quotes it, or is it really like our Brisa quote on the previous stuff? He disputes all of them, because as our Gemara will explain, their Machlekes over here regarding Trefa, is essentially the same thing we explained in the previous stuff regarding all the derivatives, all the offsprings of those forbidden cases, not just of Trefa, but also of Muktzah, Neved, Revea, Nirva, and so on. But be that as it may, our Gemara will focus on the case of Trefa. So, says the Gemara as follows, to qualify this machlekes that we have in the Mishnah regarding the offspring of one of the forbidden cases of trefa, which cannot be brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach, what's the halacha of the offspring? So we have machlekes. So says the Gemara, l'man da'amar, according to the opinion where we're going based on the machlekes brought in Chul and Daf and Zayin and Beis, there is an opinion that holds that a trefa animal, an animal of moral defect, could have children. But there is an opinion that holds it cannot have children. Now, based on that, we're going to have to qualify the machlekes in different interpretations based on if there is an ability to the animal to have a child after it becomes a trefa. So according to the opinion that says trefa, and the gears is yuledes, that could have children. So mishkachaslo, you can interpret the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham in our Mishnah, kugain, for example, shenitrefa, it first became a trefa, ulubaseif ibra, and subsequently it became impregnated and had offspring. Ubahapligi, and it's regarding this point that they're disagreeing. Because, as Rashi explains, unlike the next interpretation we're going to give, you can't say that their machlekes is in the concept of uba yerachimahu. Do we consider the fetus as like part of the mother? That would only be in the case of, for example, if it became impregnated, only after it was impregnated with the fetus inside, then it became a trefa. Then you would say, according to the one who holds that it's yerachimahu, so it's considered part of the mother, and therefore it's like the fetus itself became trefa because it's part of the body of the mother. Whereas according to the other opinion would hold that if it's lav yerachimahu, so the trefa didn't happen in the fetus, it happened only in the mother. However, regarding the case that we're describing now, that you could say, even according to the one that says trefa yeledis, that it's talking about, yeah, it could give birth even after it became a trefa. So it became a trefa and then only subsequently became pregnant. Then you can't say, oh, yerachimahu, because to the contrary, it wasn't in the mother when it became a trefa. This fetus was a result of two elements. It's not just part of the mother. It's a derivative. It's caused by the mother and by the seed of the father. That's the concept of zevizegayim. That's regarding what they would disagree about according to this interpretation. And that is Rabbi Eliezer held zevizegayim aser. Although the father's seed, he's not a trefa, but the mother's seed, that it's coming from the mother, is a trefa, since there is something that's aser, something that's mutter that's coming from, it's going to be forbidden. And therefore he says that the vlada trefa is aser. Rabbanan Savri, but the Rabbanan held Zev is a Gar Mutter. If there's one thing that's causing it that's permitted, one thing that's prohibited, it's going to be permitted, and therefore they said the Vlad of Trefa is permitted to be brought as a Krabban on the Mizbech. That's one interpretation. But Lamanda Matrefa Eina, and the Giris is here to Yeledes, but according to one that says that a Trefa animal cannot have a child, cannot have offspring. So Mishkachasla, the only way you'll have this case of Vlad Trefa, what do you mean, Vlad? How could you have a Vlad of a Trefa? Can't have children. You could have it kigun she'ibrul b'seif nitrefa. No, it first became pregnant, then it became trefa when it was still pregnant. So then you could have the vlad, that it could be a child of a trefa, but it conceived it before it became a trefa. Well, b'hopli, and this is what the machlekes would be about. The Rabbi Eliezer Savar, he held obi yerachimahu. The fetus is considered the thigh of the mother. It's considered part of the mother. When the mother becomes a trefa, gets a moral defect, it's like that's something that happened to the fetus too. And therefore that cannot be brought on the Mizbech. Because it itself is a trefa. Rabban Savri, ubalav yerachimahu. But the Rabban held that no, it's not considered part of the mother, and therefore the tarfa is only in the mother, the child is not, and therefore the child is going to be permitted to be brought as a carbon on the Mizbech. Now, Amrav Huna, he says that, Moedim Chachamim Rabbi Eliezer. The Chum agree to the opinion of Eliezer, and as Rashi explains, this is going according to either one of the two versions we explained. According to the first version, that we were going according to the one that holds that a treif animal could give birth, where we said that the machlikis was zeb zegayim, we're going to see in this case that the Chum would agree that this would be aser. It's not going to be like zeb zegayim that they hold as mutter. Or according to the second version, which was going according to the Man Dama, that holds that a treif animal cannot give birth, and there the concept was that they hold the reason why it's permitted is because uba lavierach imehu, by the chick from the egg of the case we're going to describe right now, there is no heter, because there it's talking about that it's part and parcel of the cluster of the that's connected to the ovaries of the mother chicken, where at the time that it became a treifa, there the chamer are going to agree to the Rebbe Eliezer to this case that it's going to be aser. So we're differentiating essentially between the vlad of an animal and to the vlad of a chicken. As the Gemara explains, that the Chum agreed to Rabbi Eliezer be'efroyach, by a chick that's born from a beyas, from the egg of a dove, that was treifa. So the mother dove was a treifa, and then there's a chick that's hatched from the egg, that the Chum would agree, she'asr, that chick that's born from that dove, which turtle doves can be brought on, the pigeons can be brought, as karbanas, for bird karbanas, here would be forbidden. My time, what's the reason? Why here would they agree? Says Rav Huna, because ad kan li pliga led Rabbi Eliezer, where do we find the Chum disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, ela belvad behema, only when it's the offspring of an animal. Why? Dema'avira karavia, because there the growth of the animal, when it's a fetus in the womb of the mother, it's not attached to the body of the mother. There is a connection, there's a tube, but essentially it's contained in its own sac, in its own airspace, and so it's growing from itself. So that's considered not as part of the mother. Either that means to say it's not yerech imayhu, or because so it's not totally part of the mother, so it's still zeb zegur. Aval beyas treifa, but regarding the egg of a treifa bird, an egg, as long as it's not completed, it's totally attached to the ovaries of the chicken, of the bird. So megufa de tana gulta karavia. So it's actually growing from the essence of the chicken itself. That's not zev ezegarim. That's totally the bird itself. And so, you can't say lav yerachima. Who there? It's definitely yerachima, and the chacham would agree. Well, another interpretation is when we're saying by an animal ma'vir karavia, it doesn't mean inside the animal. It actually means after it's born. That's where the majority of the growth of the animal happens afterwards. So therefore, you could say the primary growth is not from the mother. So therefore, you could say it's not the mother itself. And you could say one of the two svaras we said for the chacham. But by the egg, where the egg itself is all its growth is when it's in the bird itself. And the obvious proof is because after the egg comes out of the bird, it doesn't grow at all. And we're talking about the egg itself. That's the case that we're talking about. So there we would say, even Rabban would agree in that case, that it would be awesome. Now, Amalei Rav Rav Hun, that's what Rav says to Rav Hun. He says, yeah, Tanim say, look, I have a brisa that supports you in your contention that you're saying the Chum would agree in that case. Why? Do we have a halacha that's brought, in Masechtas Nazir, it qualifies this opinion, that says, Maloi Tarvid Rima. So the Gemara there in Masechtas Nazir explains how much is this, but it's a spoonful of maggots, which is some type of like worm decay, habome adam chai, in this case that's coming from the limb of a living person, which then subsequently the person dies. So Eliezer metame. Eliezer says that that's going to be metame like a tumas mess, because ultimately it's from the body of the person that died. So therefore that those maggots will have the same halacha of tumas mess. But the sages say that that's going to be tar. So explains Rav, he says, Akan le pligi rabban alav, where do we find the rabban disagreeing with Eliezer? El berima. Only by maggots, by decay, the pirsha balmahu, that's just something that's a waste matter, it's not the person himself, so therefore they disagree, and they say that's not going to have tumas mess. Avobeya, but in the case of the egg, the maguva, the tana gailas, who like we just pointed out before, it's like from the body of the chicken itself, afal the rabban amaydu, even the rabban would agree that yes, it would have that lacha, like the tana gailas itself, and therefore, yeah, they would agree in that case that would be us to be brought as a carbon. Or a different interpretation Rashi brings, which he says is primary. Actually, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is this that was saying that the rima, the spoonful of the decay of the maggots is going to be tame, is even when the person's alive. Because Eber Menachai, a limb from a living person, contaminates by touching, carrying, being in the same oil, just like a limb from a dead person, as the Gemara says in Chul Nafkof Chasim Abeis. Now, but again, all this that we're talking about, that regarding, we're saying the Chum would agree by the case of the egg, is specifically an egg. Because as Rashi points out, regarding a chick, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree, actually, that it would be able to be sacrificed. Because actually, that's a totally different body than the mother bird itself, because that body did not have all its growth inside the trefa animal. We're talking about by the chick, but that's coming from the egg. That egg is something that, if it hatches, that egg grew all of it inside, and that's considered part of the mother bird. That's what we're saying, says Rav Huna, and Rav is trying to support it, and saying that, you see, Chum would agree. However, Amalei Abaye says, Adrabba, to the contrary, Ipcha Mistabra. Logic dictates the exact opposite of what you're saying. Not that the Chum agreed to Rav Eliezer. In this case, the Rav Eliezer agrees to the Chachamim. Because Adkan loy polig Rav Eliezer alei Drabbanan, we do find Rav Eliezer disagreeing with Drabbanan, and he says that it's going to be Asr in the case of Lad Behema, and in this Bryce that we just brought, Elabarima. That's only by maggots. That's what he's going to say. Yeah, it'll have the halacha like the person itself. Why? Because the ikri adam michayim rima, a person when he's still alive, is called maggots. That's so like it's a pasuk in Eve. When the gear says not metikvas, but afki enish rima. Although man is maggots, uben adam teleh, and the son of man are worms, so you see the person is called rima. So yeah, that's what he's going to say. That's going to have the halacha like the person itself is going to contaminate. But by an egg, emes gadla. When does the egg grow? L'chimastrecha, when the seed putrefies, like in any growth of a creature. L'chimastrecha, and when it decays, afrabamu, it's just like dust. Meaning it's only after that it putrefies the egg that it comes out from it, and when it putrefies, so that iser, where it was derived from, which was the mother that was trefa, becomes like dust. And then Hashem makes that it regenerates. So therefore, it's actually going to be permitted when the offspring comes out from it. Even Rabbi Eliezer actually would agree that in that case of the egg, that actually it's not considered as part of the mother. Meaning by an animal, you could say that he holds that it's, but by an egg, there it actually totally putrefies, it becomes something totally different. Actually, Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it would not be aser. And says Abaye, actually learned explicitly like this. Says the Brice of Moedra Blaze Lechachamim, although he disagrees generally by the Vlad of Behemoth that it is Asr from a Trefa, by the Be'efroich Be'ez Trefa Shemutr, by the chick that from an egg of a Trefa, a bird, that there actually that offspring is going to be Mutr, is going to be permitted. So Malay, Tanya says, Rabbi, yeah, if you have a Brice, you have a Brice, it's obviously not like the Alocha that he was trying to support for Rav Huna, that the Chacham agreed to the Rebbeza, to the contrary, it's actually Rabbi Yezah who agrees to the Chacham. Now, our Mishnah continued and said, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas Omer, he said the following halacha. It says, Kesher Achulu, a kosher animal that was Yonka Mitrefa, that was nursing from a Trefa animal, is going to be Usser to bring that animal as a carbon on the Mizbech. So it says, Gemma, my time, what's the reason? Ilema de Mefatna Mine, if you're going to say because it was fattened up with something that's forbidden because it was nursing from milk from a Trefa animal. So, if that's the case, Hechili Kashina Vodazara. So if they fed an animal, a vetch, some type of food, that was from idolatry. So, Hachaname Da Asira, are you going to say that that would make the animal forbidden? But the Gemara had previously said that it's only a mukta animal, an animal that was set aside for a desire, and it was fed karshinin, then there's going to be asr. But if it's not mukta, then not. But why not? You're saying that if you feed it from something and you're fattening up from something that's asr, like a trefa animal, it's going to make it asr. So, Elatani Reb Chanina Tri Tal Kamid Reb Yechnon, he said, our case is specifically talking about kigan shenika chalav risech mishachas lashachas. It nourished from this trefa animal hot milk from morning to morning all the days of its life. Since it's something that was able to sustain from that milk in the morning, me'es la'es, for a 24-hour period without eating anything else, and then when the 24-hour period expired and lapsed out, then it went and nursed again. So therefore, that means essentially all its growth, even if it ate other things in between, was essentially from that milk, and therefore that was its total essence. Therefore, it's going to be asr. But right, if it just eats vetch of avodah zarah and it's not all its sustenance from it, then it only would be by a mukta animal that was set aside of avodah zarah would be asr. This case that he's saying that it's going to be asr, Reb Chanina ben Atignas, is because all of its essence was from the trefa animal. Therefore, such an animal is forbidden to be brought as a carbon on the mizbech. The Mishnah concluded, says, Kala Kaddish Mishinasu Trefa, all karbanas that become a trefa animal, like it develops a mortal defect, same point in the chulu, then you don't redeem such an animal because what's it for? You can't redeem it so it could be eaten. So what are you redeeming it for? To throw it to the dogs? You can't redeem Kachim to use it for such a disgraceful thing as feeding it to the dogs. Says, Gimam Anamila, where do we know this halacha from? The Tanban, because look in the Brisa, the pasuk says, "Rak b'chalav asnavshecha." However, whatever your heart's desire is, tizbach, you should slaughter. Which the Sefri explains, Sefri de Beirav, that this tumah psula mikdashon, a carbon that was invalidated, that once you redeem it, it could be used for personal usages, but there is limited usages as the pasuk is delineating. You could, whatever your heart's desire, you could slaughter it, but when it says slaughtering, it means v'legiza, but you can't share the wool. And when the pasuk says v'achalta, that you could eat it, v'loy l'kalavecha, but not for your dog to eat it, which that's the source of halacha that we're bringing in our Mishnah. When it says that you could eat basar, it's meat, is v'leichala, but not to milk it. And says the Brisa, mekancha in poynes akadosh from lachin leklavim. This is the source where we learn that one cannot redeem karbanas to go out and feed it to the dogs. Ikadami, but those who give a different interpretation of this pasuk, when it says tizbach, you should slaughter it, v'chalta, and eat it, what that telling us is ein lucha behen heter, that you don't have a permissibility in this psulei makdashim that was redeemed, ela mishazvicha ve'elach, only from slaughtering and onward. Where that's what we learn to exclude, milking it and sharing its wool, which those are benefits from when the animal is still alive. We see here that the benefits are only permitted from when it's slaughtered and then to eat it. But the inference is, kesavar poidnes akadishim lachin leklavim. We see this interpretation holds actually not like the halacha of our Mishnah, that it is permitted to redeem kachim to feed them to the dogs, because they don't have that the superfluous word ve'echalta to expound it v'loy leklavecha. Because from that word v'echalta, they're expounding for when do you have permissibility, for when you slaughter and then you eat it. And actually, from their drush, it actually sounds like to the contrary, that to feed it to the dogs would be permitted. Because the way they read it is, and it says b'zavachta tizbach v'echalta, is saying you cannot eat it before it's slaughtered, meaning you can't have benefit from when it's still alive. Yeah, which that excludes shearing the wool and milking it. But the inference is, but your dog, which is consuming it after it's dead, even without being slaughtered, it is permitted because they hold poidnas akachim lachin leklavim, which that's a machlekes tanoim, as the Gemara says in Psachim, and that's what we're pointing out over here, that's a machlekes to have how to interpret the pasuk, which then comes out, and if it's going to be mutter or asur to be poidnas akachim lachin leklavim. Hanu lach kol asurim. Shall we turn to the sixth paragraph of the Tmura parakol asurim, which spoke about this, of all the types of animals that are forbidden to be brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach. And with that, we continue with the seventh parak Yesh B'kadshim Mizbeach, which right away in the beginning discusses one of the differences between that which is sanctified for a carbon on the Mizbeach and that of Kadshim Betek Abayis for the temple upkeep. One of the cases is that the topic of our Masechta of Temura. Says the Mishnah, Yesh B'kadshim Mizbeach. There are certain things that apply by things which are sanctified for the altar, She'im B'kadshim Betek Abayis, that do not apply by the sanctity of the temple upkeep, which is the temple treasury, which is things with monetary sanctity. And Yesh B'kadshim Betek Abayis, She'im B'kadshim Mizbeach, and the certain halachas that apply specifically to Kadshim Betek Abayis that don't apply B'kadshim Mizbeach, as the Mishnah explains. First item is the topic of our Masech, the She'kadshim Mizbeach Eisim Temura. Things which are sanctified as karbanas, the halach of Temura applies, which if you say I want to do Temura, I want to exchange it, both of them are going to have that sanctity. Whereas for Kadshim Betek Abayis, in Eisim Temura, Kadshim Betek Abayis, you can't make Temura, which the Gemara already excluded, that if you give them an Aleph, from a Miyat, that the halach of Temura does not apply by Kadshim Betek Abayis. Now, Kadshim Mizbeach, moreover, regarding Karbanas, Chayav Nalav, there's a liability, Mishum Pigel, if when someone is doing the Avayda, he has a Machshav, it should be eaten Chutz L'Zmanoi, or Neiser, if it's left over its designated time, or Vitame, if it's done in the state of Tumah, that these are all liabilities that apply by Kadshim Mizbeach, which actually these halachas are mentioned specifically by Shlom in the Torah, but in the first paragraph of Masechta Shavuos, the Gemara there explains that really Shlom was in the category of all Kadshim. Why was it specifically said in the context of Shlom? To make a hekesh to Shlom meant to say, just like Shlom are specific that they're Kadshim Mizbeach, so to all Kadshim Mizbeach, which is excluding Kadshim Betek Abayis. Additionally, as it continues to Medveis, Vladan v'chelban asalach p'dyonim. But Kadshim Mizbeach, even after the animal is redeemed, but still the offspring and the milk are still forbidden. Which, regarding the milk that we just said just before at the end of this last parak, parakalei surin, which we learned that says basr is permitted from psula mikdashin and not the milk. Now, regarding the offspring, the Gemara explains in the second parak of Masechta Tzchares David Alam and Aleph, it's talking about specifically if it became impregnated before the animal was redeemed and was born after it was redeemed. Where there's no rectification, and therefore the offspring are going to be forbidden, because to sacrifice the animal, that can't be, because it's coming from a rejected sanctity, it's from Psula Mikdash. To redeem it, it's not strong enough the sanctity to redeem it. But however, in the case of if it was conceived after it was already redeemed, so then, yeah, it would be permitted, because then, like the Pasuk equates the Psula Mikdash to Tzviva Ayil, to regular animals, which are going to be permitted. Now, whereas by Kacha Betek Abayis, there, even if it was impregnated, it was conceived before it was redeemed, there would be permitted, because there the sanctity is only a monetary sanctity, and therefore it's not so severe to take effect to be even on the offspring. So this is again the stringency that applies specifically to Kacha Mizbech. And additional halacha is Vashefta Mechutz Chayef. Someone slaughters Kacha Mizbech out of the Azar, he's liable, again, which doesn't apply to Kacha Betek Abayis. And also, Ein Noisim Hen Lo Umnin Bischarim. You can't give the wages for those who work in the Beis HaMikdash from Kacha Mizbech, Mashenkim, Kacha Betek Abayis, whereas all these halachas do not apply, but Kacha Betek Abayis, that there, you could give it to the Umnin, there's no liability to Mechutz, and so on. Now, yes, but Kacha Betek Abayis, there are certain halachas apply specifically about Kacha Betek Abayis, which Sistam Hektesh is Lebetek Abayis, just an anonymous Hektesh, someone unspecified makes something Hektesh, that goes to the temple upkeep. Also, Hektesh Betek Abayis Chal Akal, the sanctity of Betek Abayis could take effect on anything, stone and wood, which doesn't apply by Kacha Mizbech, and Umaylim Begidulehen. There's even a halacha misappropriation of being liable for having benefit from even the growths of Kacha Betek Abayis, which Gemara is going to explain the reason. And the Im Behen Hanah, and the Girs is La Kahanim. There's no benefit for Kahanim from Kacha Betek Abayis, whereas by Kacha Mizbech, they do. They get parts of the animal, they get the hide, they get something, in which is not the case by Kacha Betek Abayis. Now, regarding one of the halachas, the opening halacha that our Mishnah said, so the Gemara asks on that. It says, V'klalahu, is that really a general rule? The chol kachem izbech eisen tmur, that every kachem izbech, that every carbon you can make a tmur with, which we said that's halacha applies by kachem izbech and not by kachem betek abayis. But v'harei eifes, but you have bird carbonas, the kachem izbechen, which those are things that are sanctified for the altar. Yet utznan, we learn the Mishnah Masechta in Daf Yud Gimel Menaf that says, ha-menachis v'ha eifes, flower offerings and bird offerings, ain't eisen tmur, there's no halacha of tmur over there. So how could you say kachem izbech, they all have this halacha of tmur? Says the Gemara, no, Kikitani, when were we learning in our Mishnah? Was Abahem, was going on animals, wasn't going on birds. Says the Gemara, but Vare Flat, but you have an offspring of an animal, of a kachim, that's kachim is Behu, their sacrifice as a carbon on the altar, and still it's not learning the Mishnah David Bezim and Avda says, in Havlar is Tamura, the offspring of a carbon, although it's kachim is Behu, you can't do Tamura with. Says Gemara, Hamani, Rabbi Yehuda, who's the time of mission? It's Rabbi Yehuda. The Amav Vladai Satmur, he actually says that offspring you could do Tamur with. Says Gemara, but Vare Tamur Atzma. We have the Tamur itself, the animal that was exchanged with an original carbon, the Kach Mizbech, which that is something that's sacrificed on the Mizbech, which none, and yet the Mishnah teaches over there, ain't Tamur Isa Tamur, that a Tamur cannot make a Tamur. But you said all Kach Mizbech can make a Tamur. Says Gemara, no, Kikatani, when was our Mishnah telling us, was that Ikar Zivcha, on the primary carbon, all primary carbonists that are animals, you could go ahead and make tamur with. Not the tamur, which is not the primary carbon. But says the Gemara, Hashdas Lahachim, now that you said that, Afilatim Rabbanan. Then regarding the question we had regarding the Vlad of Kachim, we could even say it's not like Rabbi Hud, it's even like Rabbanan, because Kikatani, when was our Mishnah saying that all animal carbonists that are Kachim is Bech, you could do tamur, was that Ikar Zivcha, on the primary carbon? Just like Tamur is not the primary, so the Vlad is not the primary, and therefore that would be an exception, but we weren't going on things that are derivatives, we were going on the primary carbon, thereby Kacha Mizbech, all of them, a Tamur could be done with them. Now, additionally, the Mishnah had said, you cannot give from Kacha Mizbech to pay the workers that work in the Beis HaMikdash for their wages. Now, Kacha Betek Abayis, nice, but the inference is, like we said, but that the things were sanctified for the temple upkeep, you could use those sanctified things to pay the wages of the workers in the Beis HaMikdash. So Amar Bavo, he says, because the Pasuk says in Shemais, Hashem says, Va'asu li mikdash, they should make for me a Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean, li to me? It means mishali, from that which is mine, they should make the Beis HaMikdash, meaning from the temple upkeep, from the Betek Abayis, they could make the Beis HaMikdash, meaning they could pay the workers their wages from Kacha Betek Abayis. Now the Mishnah continued and said, Yesh b'kacha betek abayis chulu. There are certain things that apply to the kacha betek abayis that don't apply to kacha mizbech. And Amamar, the Tana of the Mishnah had said that stomach desh is betek abayis. One case is that just an unspecified hektish goes to the temple upkeep, which that sounds like no matter what the element is, even let's say behemoth, like an animal, and b'chal ala kol, it takes effect on everything. Says Gemara, man Tana, who's the Tana of a Mishnah that sounds like, as we were saying, that even by animals, if someone just says it's hektish and he didn't say that it's for the mizbeach, that will say, oh, so that's going to go to the Betek Abayis that it was sanctified for. So Rabbi Rabba Amar Bichin says, delay kribishu, that's not like kribishu. Because the Tana Linda Bryce says follows, hamaktish nechasim, someone makes his assets hektish. He says it's hektish, it belongs to Hashem. In his properties, in his assets, there was animals that were fit to be sacrificed on the altar. They were unblemished animals. Sacharim, when the kavis, male animals, female animals. So there's a machlekes. Rabbi Yezaim says what you do is as follows. Sacharim yimachru l'tzarchi eilus. The male animals, they're sold for the purposes of people that need to bring a korban eilah, which has to be male animals. And the kavis and female animals, which cannot be used as a korban eilah, yimachru l'tzarchi shlamim, are sold for people who even need a korban shlamim. Udemeim, and then the proceeds of those animals which are sold for people that need karbanas, yiplum shan nechasma bedegabayis. So that goes with all his other properties, that goes to the temple upkeep, to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the understanding of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is because he holds, as we're saying, that the Mishnah is like him, not like his dispute in Rabbi Yeshua, that stomach dash is the bedegabayis. When someone unspecified sanctifies his properties, it goes to the bedegabayis, even if it's an animal. However, he has a specific in his, the way he defines it, whatever's fit to be sacrificed on the altar, when it is going to be redeemed from the hand of the treasurer, it could only be redeemed for someone that's going to go ahead and bring it as a korban on the Mizbeach. Because it can't leave the domain of the Mizbeach, as the Braisa teaches on later in the parak. If someone goes and is matfis, he sanctifies an unblemished thing for the Bedek Abayis, when it's being redeemed, it has to be used for the Mizbeach. Because since it's proper, it could be used, it has to be used. So it's going to be sold for those who can use it in the Mizbeach. But the proceeds are all going to the Bedek Abayis. He says that no, zcharim hin atzman yikruv oilus. The males themselves, those animals, which they themselves can be sacrificed, they themselves are sacrificed as oilus. So we see that something that's fit for the Mizbeach, even though he unspecified made it hektish, it's going to go to the Mizbeach, which the halacha of our mission we were saying is not like that. Because we were saying stomach dashes, even the animal goes to Bedek Abayis. He's saying that no, if it's something that's fit for the Mizbeach, it will go to the Mizbeach, not to the Bedek Abayis. Now, for the kavis, the female animals, yimachru l'tzarchi shlamim, they'll be sold for someone who wants to buy a carbon shlamim, the yavi b'dmein oilus, and then the proceeds they'll use, and they'll take the monies to buy carbonus oilus, which that will go as a carbon on Mizbeach. B'shan l'chazmam l'bedek abayis, and all the other assets will go to the bedek abayis. Now, says the Gemara, upligya. So, this interpretation that we were saying that, okay, our mission is not like a Bishua, but it is like a Rabbi Eliezer, disputes the Rav Ada Bar Ava. Why? Because the Amar of Ada Bar Ava Marav, he said that actually, be'edr shakule ischar, by a flock, that the animals are all male, afil Rabbi Eliezer might, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree, that the leishavik inish kachem isbeach, a person would not forsake something that could be sanctified to the designation of the altar, umakdish lebedek abayis, and sanctified for the bedek abayis. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer also would agree that if someone unspecified sanctifies an animal, it would be sanctified for the purposes of the mizbeach. And that would be not like the halacha of our Mishnah, which said, in any case, stam hektish is lebedek abayis. Now, the reason for his opinion over here in this braisa is because, as we're going to explain, a person does not differentiate in a general vow that he makes that half should go for one sanctity and half should go to another sanctity, as the Gemara explains. He says, Rav Ada Bar Ava, their whole machlokes was only in the flock that half were male and half were female. It wasn't only just one gender. Rabbi Eliezer Sava ain't chalik as nidra. A person's not going to differentiate in his vow. So when in the kavis lav oilus, from the fact that the female animals are not oilus, so zecharim nami lav oilus. So therefore, the males are also not going to be oilus themselves. Therefore, he says that you sell them, and the proceeds are obviously going to be the gabayis because they're not all kachim mizbeach. But Rabbi Shua Sava chalik as nidra. But Rabbi Shua held that no, a person would divide his vow. No, the males that themselves are fit for Ayla will go to Ayla, and the females, which are not fit for Ayla, so they'll be for the Bedek Abayis, they'll be for the proceeds of a carbon Ayla. Because as Rashi explains, what it means, so then let the females be a carbon Shlamim and be sacrificed like that without being redeemed, you can't say that. Because since then the person is going to be eating from the carbon Shlamim, because not all of it is consumed in the Mizbeach, that's going to be an element of Me'ila. Because when someone sanctifies, he sanctifies all of it, not to have any benefit of it. But if he's bringing a Shlamim, he's going to have benefit. When he sells it as a Shlamim, he's not getting any benefit, because all the proceeds that the person was buying, it's fine, but the proceeds of that is all going to be as an oil on the Mizbeach. So therefore, but Rabbi Shua holds that a person would divide it, half will be Kachem Mizbeach, and half will be Kachem Bedek Abayis. That's the machlekes. But that's not like the interpretation we said before, because according to Rav Ada Bar Ava, the Mishnah is not only not like Rabbi Shua, it's even not like Rabbi Eliezer. Now that's one version of Rav Ada Bar Ava. Lishna Achrina Amrila, there was a different version of Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava Marav. A different qualification. He says that B'shaloi Hikdash Ela Behema, if what was only sanctified were animals, meaning all his animals. So in this version, Afil Rabbi Eliezer might, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that even if it's not only males, even if there's also female animals, but since all these that are being sanctified are animals that are fit for the Mizbeach, so then we say that we would assume that the unspecified hektish would be for the Mizbeach, and that the males would be sacrificed as karbanos oila, and the females would be sold for the utility of being a karban shlamim, and then some monetary proceeds would be, go like Rabbi Shua had said, would be then brought as a karban oila. Because you could say that all of the nether is for the Mizbeach. And the reason for that is because Delei Shavik Inish Kachim Mizbeach. Rabbi Lezer would agree that a person wouldn't leave the sanctity of the altar, Umakdash Balabedikabayas, and to sanctify a lower level sanctity of just the treasury of the of a monetary sanctity. So, but in this version, he says, Leinechel Kuele Kashiach Shar Nechasim Imon. Their homachligas was that there's another element, that there are other assets that he was Makdash, not just animals, together with them. That's a machligas. And that is because Rabbi Lazar of Rabbi Eliezer held Einon Mechelik is Nidra. A person is not going to divide his vow. Now, the Shan Nechasim Loi Lekachim is Beach, it's the same Svar as before, but it's adding on another dimension. It's not just that it's male versus male and female. No, it's animals versus other assets. Where the fact that other assets, Loi Lekachim is Beach, that's not being sacrificed in Mizbeach. So Behem Inam Loi Lekachim is Beach, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer held that, okay, so the animals are also not being for Kachim is Beach, they're either being sold, and the proceeds are all going to the temple treasury. But Rabbi Shua held that no, a person would divide. So okay, Adam Nechasim, obviously Bedek Abayis, and maybe the females are also going to be, but the males that are fit, okay, that's going to be for Kachim Mizbeach. The Gemara asks on the first version of Ravada Barava from the halacha of the Mishnah that we quoted. The Mishnah had said, V'demein yiplu m'shan nechasim lebedek abayis. The monetary proceeds, they go with the other assets to the Bedek Abayis. So says the Gemara. Bishlam Lishna Basa, we understand this second version of Rada Ba'avo. Hainu Diktani Im Shar Nechasma Bedek Abayis. That's what it says, that it's going to go with the other assets of Bedek Abayis, because that is the case that he's saying Rabbi Eliezer disagrees only if there is other assets, because he says that if there's no other assets, actually Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it wouldn't go to Bedek Abayis. But Lishna Kam, according to the first version, Ravada said that when you have a flock that's half male and half female, that Rabbi Eliezer said that a person would not divide his vow to say that, okay, half is going to be sacrificed itself and half is going to be for monetary sanctity. That, according to that interpretation, even if there is no other assets, you could still say, even though that, you could say that all the vow would go to the Mizbeach, but still, that's what he said. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees because one sacrificed itself and one is only going to be a derivative. So according to that interpretation, why does it say that the monetary proceeds are going to go with the other assets of the Bedek Abayis? But according to that interpretation, it could even be without other assets. Listen to Yiplu the Bedek Abayis. It should just say that it should go towards the Bedek Abayis. What's with other Nechasim? It has nothing to do with Shah Nechasim. Says the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Tani, Namehachi, right, amended to say, V'demein Yiplu Bedek Abayis, that the monetary proceeds go to the Bedek Abayis, because it has nothing to do with Shah Nechasim, according to the first version of Avraham Barava. Now the Mishnah said, Hekdesh Bedek Abayis, another thing that applies specifically to the sanctity of the Bedek Abayis is the Chalal Kol. It takes effect on everything. Kachim Mizbeach is not for everything. It's only animals or flower offerings or certain things, but Kachim Bedek Abayis could take effect on everything. Says Gmul Asuyi, what's it coming to include and says on anything? So Ravini, he says, even Lasuyi Shipuye, coming to include sawdust. Let's say someone sanctified a tree for Bedek Abayis. There's Mi'ila, even in the sawdust, if let's say he was sawing away, cutting out wood to be used, there's Mi'ila even on the sawdust. Veniva, or let's say the leaves that fall off the tree in the winter months, which is like fertilizer, that even that is going to be considered part of Hekdesh Bedek Abayis to be Mi'ila even on that. That's what's saying that it's Chal Alakam. Additionally, the Mishnah said, "Umoyle migiduleim." There's meila on the growths of kachim bedek abayis. Says Gemara, "Lasuye." What's that coming to include? So my papa says, "Lasuye chalev hamukdashin." It's coming to include the milk of things that are sanctified, ubeyi tyran, and the eggs of turtle doves. Kintan, like we learned, that's the difference between kachim mizbech and kachim bedek abayis, which we're saying that the meila and gedulin is only on kachim bedek abayis, because the Braisa says, chalev hamukdashin ubeyi tyran, the milk of sanctified animals and the eggs of the turtle doves, loinenen v'loy moilen. You're not allowed to initially have benefit, but there is no me'ila. Says the Braisa, b'med v'murm kachim mizbech. But when do we say that? That it's not a problem with the gedulin, with the growths, is by things which are sanctified for the altar. Of Bukacha bet the Gabbais, but things that were sanctified for the temple upkeep. Hikdish Tana Gailis, if someone sanctifies a chicken, now Rashi points out, by Kacha Mizbech, we pick Tyran, because that's the type of bird that's fit for the Mizbech, a turtle dove. Whereas Bakaja Bedek Abayis, we pick Tarn Lekailis, not the same case of Tyran, of Turtledom, because the Bryce is picking in the normative type of way, because generally a person only sanctifies the Bedek Abayis, something that's not fit for the Mizbech, because if it is, you're not supposed to sanctify. So it's talking about Tarn Lekailis. But it's the same idea, but by Bedek Abayis, when you sanctify a chicken, Mailin Bebeis Asa, there is going to be Me'ila on the egg. And so to Chamayra, a donkey, which is the reason why I'm picking a donkey, is a novelty to say, even though it's a non-kosher animal, but there's a sanctity of Bedek Abayis that's going to take effect on the animal, just like a kosher animal, that Mayilin Bechalba, that there is Me'ila, even on the milk that comes out of that animal. So therefore, that's what we're saying, that's the stringency that applies by Gedulin, by Bedek Abayis, that doesn't apply by Kachem Mizbech. And moreover, says the Gemara, and even according to the one who holds that there is Me'ila in the growths that come out of Kachem Mizbech, but hanemili gidul nechazal the mizbech. That's only growths that are fit for the mizbech itself. For example, like the vlad is a kachem. Although that's an outgrowth, the offspring, but the offspring itself is fit to be sacrificed on the mizbech. Of a gidul nechazal the mizbech, but growths that come from the animal, from the kachem mizbech, that's not fit for the altar itself. There, even they agree that in ma'ilah mehen, that there wouldn't be me'ila in contrast to kachem b'dek abayis. And that's what the Mishnah was coming to include when it says, o ma'ilah migidulein, that applies to kachem b'dek abayis, that doesn't apply to kachem mizbech.